The voluntary reaction is a safe space where known dullards gather to drink from the keg of glory or drown in the pool of despair. All opinions, takes, questions, criticisms, and insults cannot and will not be held against a speaker after a 24-hour cooling off period. Please listen accordingly.
All right, here we go. Another stellar edition of the voluntary reaction, and Elon willing, this one will go a little bit smoother than last night, we hope. It's a final now. Tennessee has defeated Charlotte. I'm not even sure what the final was. I mean, it got kind of anticlimactic there towards the end. 9-2, I believe. Yeah, 9-2.
Yeah, 9-2.
Tennessee takes it, and the Volunteers are headed to the Super Regional for the third year in a row. Tennessee wins its regional and will be playing in the Super Regional this coming week. So we'll be doing some scoreboard watching here. Southern Miss and Penn are the lone survivors in the Auburn Regional. You got to feel like Tennessee has a great chance. They will host it, I believe, if it's Penn. They will probably host if it's Southern Miss, and we will see. But tonight, the story, a Tennessee baseball team that is peaking at the right time. They're playing pretty good baseball. They go through three games this weekend with the starting pitchers going deep into all three starts. Only one error in all three ball games, I believe, and just playing really clean baseball. We've been talking about it all season long. When you have pitching like Tennessee has, you're going to have a chance, and that was the story again today. What a series for Christian Moore. 11 home runs in his last 18 games. I don't think there's any doubt he is the MVP of this regional. Drew Beam with a very solid start for the Volunteers. Beam went six innings, only gave up four hits, 10 strikeouts. Camden Sewell with two solid innings, and then A.J. Russell comes in to slam the door shut on Charlotte. And gentlemen, what a weekend. Mission accomplished, Bear. We came, we saw, we kicked its ass, and we drank, my friend, from the keg of glory.
Indeed we do. You know, when you're hitting all of Rogers' keys to victory 3 days in a row, you're going to have a successful weekend. It just feels today. You know, last year I was thinking throughout this whole thing, you know, last year we came in to the postseason, the best team in the country. This year, I mean, I really didn't think that we were going to make it out of this weekend, just because we played so bad on the road, and you know, Clemson was a really good team, but you know, went in there this weekend, played loose, played really clean baseball, and look at it now, we're probably going to host a Super Regional.
Let's bring in Davey Hudson of Outkick, the third member of our voluntary reaction triumvirate. And Davey, a lot of things falling Tennessee's way all of a sudden, potentially hosting this Super Regional. Southern Miss or Penn, you got to think Tennessee will be a big favorite over whoever emerges from down in Auburn.
Very much so. And I know we still have several things to wait out tonight. I think that game's about to get underway to determine if Penn by chances is going to be coming to Knoxville. Obviously that's kind of where we're leaning and what we want to happen, but three straight nights drinking from the keg of glory, it's hard to do any better than that. We look at teams in the past couple of years where Mississippi State, Mississippi didn't exactly kill it in the regular season, but when the time the regional, super regionals and World Series rolled around, they were hitting on all cylinders, and that seems to be the case right now for Tennessee. I mean, you mentioned Christian Moore having those home runs. I did think that's just a great story for the one time his dad comes down to watch him play. I mean, he just goes absolutely off. It's electric, gets the team on the board early, and really he didn't let up at all this tournament. And it just goes back to last night and how critical it was to actually win that game against Clemson. I mean, we saw them struggle early on this morning. It was just all that energy and effort into last night. They were just spent. It didn't carry over, and we were able to take advantage of a Charlotte team that we're better than, and now we're moving on to hopefully host a Super Regional.
Absolutely. You want to talk about it, go ahead and request to speak. I'm not getting any messages, so it looks like Elon got whatever he was doing done last night. We should be good to go. All systems go here tonight for the voluntary reaction as the Vols punch their ticket to the Super Regional, and now we wait. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get right to it. Let's start with Austin tonight. Austin, turn your microphone on. There you go, dude.
Hey, what's up, guys? I didn't expect to be first again. That's never happened. So
well, let's just hope. Let's see. It looks like yes, I can remove you. So I'm not going to. But it looks like the world is back on its axis here on Twitter Spaces.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was the only one who got to speak last night.
Yes. It was good while it lasted. It was short. Yeah, it was sweet. It was fun.
Full disclosure, Austin, whenever we tried Russell getting somebody in, Bear getting somebody in, I finally got you in. But once I got you in, I was done. It wouldn't let me do anything else. And so I had to, once I left, it's like, all right, Spaces is done for me. So
yeah, I made sure to just close the app out. I think
it's all Austin's fault.
Stayed off of it for a few minutes. I don't know. Maybe it was me. It's entirely possible. But hey, what a series. What a start to this tournament for the guys. I mean, it is just, you know, I think Russell hit on or Bear hit on it a little bit, but you know, with our away record and the way things had gone all season, you know, you don't expect it to kind of work out the way it did, and then to just have the game last night, and then, you know, today it felt very, very workmanlike, like the first time.
Yep.
Like the first game. Just very
methodical.
Everyone was locked in, I think, was the key. This whole series, it seems like there's just been times throughout the year where, you know, they just weren't all the focus wasn't on baseball. And I think, you know, some of that was the external stuff, the beginning of the year. Some of that is just, you know, the expectations being what they were coming into the year, from just the incredible run we had last year. But, you know, I think the guys that were there last year, and Tony for sure, was just, you know, just entirely locked in and focused. And I think, you know, that experience last year, even though we had so many new guys on the team this year, you know, it really just led to some good success. And you know, it sounds like if we can get some help from our Ivy League friends at Penn, we can definitely be hosting. So
yeah, I don't know anything incredible about either of these teams, Penn and Southern Miss. It's going to be interesting to see who emerges from that thing. But again, Tennessee's going to be a heavy favorite, I think, coming in to this super regional. And the thing I just keep going back to, guys, is pitching. Austin hit on it. You know, this team was never going to be as good as last year's team. It's still not as good as last year's team. You don't have those just explosive innings. But, yeah, it was a workmanlike, methodical effort here from Tennessee tonight as they just sort of put them in the torture chamber. You know, one run in the second, three runs in the fourth, two in the sixth, one in the seventh, two in the eighth. You didn't have that, you know, eight-run explosion inning like you're seeing. Look at the scoreboard. Look at the scoreboard around what we're seeing. Kentucky has 16 runs right now. LSU and Oregon State are in a 6-5 shootout. Wake Forest is up 15-1. And, you know, it's 10-6.
I mean, TCU absolutely slam-basted the Hogs today. Terry Richardson kid was, I mean, two grand slams and two grand slams, a two-run homer. And then I think he had another RBI single. The kid had him a day. Hate that for Arkansas, don't you, Russell?
I'm not dancing on anybody's graves, including our friends in Nashville. I'm not going to tempt the wrath of the whatever from high atop the thing. I learned a valuable lesson last year, Bear. I wish everybody luck. It's your health. Your health. That's what's really important in these things. And I just cheer on my team. That's all I have to say about it.
All right.
I haven't learned a damn thing. I hope Bandy loses every game they play. Same for Arkansas. Those guys can suck it.
All right. Well, Austin, we appreciate you, my friend. Thanks for jumping in here. And you are done. And it looks like things, we're still here. So that's a good sign already. We are doing much better than we did last night. So let's just keep it rolling, why don't we? Brad in Nashville is next. What's up, Brad?
Let's roll, baby.
Let's roll. Let's do it.
That's all it takes. I mean, you got to play the team that's in front of you. I feel like we would have taken Clemson out again because we annihilated their pitching last night. But you know what? Whatever. I really don't give a damn. We came in their house, made a sandwich, threw the wrapper on the floor and took off. And you know what? Cool. We beat him in basketball, football, baseball. Doesn't matter the sport. Fuck Clemson, and we're moving on. So I love the way that we handled this game. We beat him on Friday the same way we beat him today, just better. I'm all about what's going on right now. Tony's got him playing at their absolute best at the peak time of the season, which is, I mean, last year's team was amazing. I loved watching him all year just be a machine, orange buzzsaw cutting through people. But I want that in June, man. I don't want that in March and February. So what do you guys think about our prospects going? The fact that we go in there and have to go on the road for the regional and might host a super at home, you could have won some money in Vegas betting on that shit.
Yeah, I don't know what the odds on that were, but, I mean, I'll take it. I'll take it. And, man, what a scene we can expect this week. I can't imagine what ticket prices are going to be like trying to get into Lindsey Nelson if we end up hosting this thing this week. But it's a good reward, man, because I feel like we had kind of missed out on something this week. We've gotten accustomed to hosting these regionals and having these wild weekends. And, you know, after what happened last year against Notre Dame, what better way to exercise some of those demons than to bring it back home to Lindsey Nelson, figure out a way to get two more wins. And, you know, we'll talk about Omaha if we get there, but man, it's hard for me to say that, you know, you made it to a super regional. It looks like you're going to end up hosting. If you end up getting to Omaha, man, that's the goal, man. What happened during the regular season, the sweep at Arkansas, the LSU series, your brother Billy, whatever happened there, doesn't matter, man. You make it to Omaha, your season is a success. And here we are, right on the verge.
Well, just ask the Braves a couple of years ago when they barely scooted into the playoffs and they didn't end up winning at all. How much did you care about just being mediocre the entire season and then turning it on when it really mattered? This is what matters. And we came out, absolutely handled our business, and played like we expected us to play all year. And to be honest, I mean, there were some times during the season where it's like I didn't miss a game last year. I'm watching this year. Sometimes it, like, you watch us lose games we should absolutely win to teams that we should completely beat, like against Missouri and stuff like that. But you know what? It doesn't matter if you do it when it matters. And that's what we're doing right now. It's out damn standing.
Hey,
and I love it.
We got breaking news, boys. Final from Hawkins Field. The Vandy boys, it's a final now. They're going home.
Peace, bitches.
I hate to see that. I hate to see that. Your health is really what's important, Tim Corbin. I hope everybody's well.
Keep that bat and helmet strapped on. It's like special ed from Crank Yankers.
Oh!
But damn, if we can take this kind of clutch play moving forward, I think it's like, what, Penn State, Southern Mississippi, and some other team are our potential matchups for the next round. I'm not counting our chickens before they hatch, but I would much rather have our situation than many other teams are looking at to try to get to Omaha.
The one thing I want to add, and this is just more of an overarching thing of the program. I mean, I know Tony's in his sixth season, but you look at it, and I'm going to count it because they would have been there. But really, this is five straight years of making the NCAA tournament, which I don't think's ever happened in the history of the program. So I take that back. 93 through 97, I think, was there. But either way, it's just great to see a program that a lot of people had written off. I know whenever I was at UT, I would, and I was working within the athletic department, some of the stuff I was doing was working on baseball, and this would have been 2015, 2016, when there just was no crowd, there was no life around this program, and just seeing what it's turned into and what Tony has done with this is just nothing short of a miracle. And I know I can sit here and say, like, I'm not the biggest baseball fan. I know you guys give me a hard time on that, but just seeing what he has done is insane to look back at and view where we are now, and just got a really good chance of making the College World Series once again.
No doubt. And I think, Brad, you got to take a step back, like Davey, look at the big picture. 5 years in a row, 3 years in a row, a super regional chance to go to Omaha for the second time in 3 years. And this is, I look at the big picture of the athletics department as a whole. this is all, at least for me, I ever asked for as a Tennessee fan is football team. I feel like they can win every time they take the field right now. It doesn't matter who the opponent is. I think they can win every single game. Basketball team, same thing. They can beat anybody in the country on any given night. And this baseball team is obviously rocking and rolling. So, I mean, hey, stop and smell the roses, Vol fans. This is what it's all about. When you got all three major teams humming like this, doesn't get much better than this right now.
Well, when it's all said and done, what Lindsey Nelson ends up being is going to be the house that Tony built.
Yep.
And I'm glad that he wasn't done with the foundation before they started building on it. The fact that they came in here and performed in crunch time and just delivered on all of the promises that were made in the preseason. Like, this is what we were supposed to be doing, is hosting a super regional when we threw the first pitch of the season. And guys, here we are. So I don't know what the hell else you can ask from them. We replaced the entire team, eventually found the right pieces and a formula that works. And we're going in with all guns blazing next weekend to whoever the hell it is that we're playing. So I don't want to say that it's a good season to be where we're at here right now, but the fact of where we were at the beginning of the season compared to where we are at the moment is just an outstanding coaching job. So I'm all about all the stuff that's going on right now, and I love it. GBO, love you guys.
Thank you, Brad. Love you too, brother. Appreciate it. Since Brad in Nashville was just on and people are asking for it, we will give it one go here before we get back to it. Vandy Boys!
The Vandy Boys!
Vandy Boys!
I have plenty of time at the country club now.
Oh, Vandy Boys.
You think Corbin wears that bat and helmet to bed, Russ?
I don't know. I want to see if we can connect with Chris, who I believe he was right.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, Chris was on TV all night in the second row right behind home plate.
No balloons in
no
hand.
No balloons.
That's right.
Amazing how good your pitchers can do when you don't have a couple of blue hairs waving squiggly balloons behind home plate all night.
It's listen, I live down here amongst these crazy Clemson people, and I have no explanation for it. All I can say is I just walked out of Doug Kingsmore Stadium, and boys, I'm drinking from the keg of glory. Well, not currently because I'm driving and I don't believe in that, but I'm on my way to drink from the keg of glory.
Metaphorically drinking from the keg of glory, soon to be literally drinking from it. Good stuff, Chris. What was that like in there? Obviously not as many fans in there tonight. Last night must have been just an amazing scene to be a part of, but tonight was pretty cool too.
Yeah, last night was one of the more memorable sports experiences of my life. Tonight was great. It was a largely pro volunteer crowd, just a lot of fun. You know, I got to interact with Tony after the game. I think he's very appreciative of all the support, all the people that traveled down. I talked to a guy who literally, soon as Charlotte went up in the first game, they got in the car from Knoxville and drove to Clemson to be here for this. So I think, people are excited about it. I think people are excited about the potential of hosting a super regional. I can tell you from my perspective, I'm celebrating my 10th wedding anniversary on Thursday. My wife is a two-time Clemson grad, and our entire marriage, Tennessee has not been great at most things, and Clemson, I've had to sit here and listen to Clemson be great in football. Well, this year, we've beat Clemson in the Orange Bowl. We've now beat them in the regional at home at their place. I don't know if I'm going to make it to year 11 in my marriage, but honestly, it might be worth it.
It 100% is.
Yeah, it's great. I love it. This was a great weekend, one of the best sports weekends of my life. So go Big Orange. Can't wait. Let's go win the whole dang thing.
Only one thing left to do, to quote Jake Taylor. Good stuff, Chris. Anything else, my man?
That's it, man. Right. Y'all just keep up the hard work.
Drive careful. He tweeted me, speaking of anniversaries, Bear, today is yours truly and Mrs. Smith's 18th wedding anniversary. 18 years. I'm one adult into marriage. And Mrs. Smith
happy anniversary.
Yeah, Mrs. Smith was watching the game with me tonight. She's a little under the weather. And Chris tweeted to me the picture of him and said, "I'm on TV right now." And I said, "Somebody just tweeted me and told me they're on TV. Look." She said I should have sent him a picture of me sitting in my chair saying, "Look, this is where I am right now." I didn't do it, but that was pretty cool. I kept looking at him up there, waiting to see if I could catch him in a nose pick or something that we could.
I wonder if Collier and Quentin got to actually sit down for tonight for today's game.
Oh, I imagine you could.
I'm sure they did.
Spread out a little.
They were on the rail last night for the whole all 14 innings, standing room only.
So South Carolina's punching their ticket. They're taking Campbell to the woodshed.
Texas punched theirs.
Kentucky, is this it for them? They're beating.
No, they got to play tomorrow.
Okay.
Fairly certain. They lost, right? Once.
Yes. So they're fighting their way out of the loser's bracket. Is this LSU's ticket punch game against Oregon State?
No, because that one.
Oh, they had the rain.
Like, this game should have been played last night. So they're going to be behind.
Okay.
There's a bunch of, like.
Several games were delayed.
This is like when your team wins a big football game at noon, and then you could just sit back and watch everybody else sweat it out. Good feeling. Let's get some random guy in here next. Rando, what's going on?
Gentlemen.
How are we?
Vandy boys.
Vandy boys.
Vandy boys.
Oh, we're the Vandy boys.
Corbin's got that puckered look on his fucking face for the next couple of months, and I love it. He is such an annoying prick. You love to see it happen to Vandy. So I guess it's better to be hot at the right time, which we certainly seem to be. Man, it's I tell you, after that Arkansas series, when we got swept, I think somebody said it on the broadcast last night. If you had told Tony that we would be going to the Supers and potentially hosting after where we were leaving Fayetteville, he would have taken it. And I think any of us would. This is a great feeling. Watching the ladies, too, they're up 3-0 on Oak State in Oak City. So looks like they might. Yeah, looks like they may advance to hopefully hold on and play Florida State.
Okay.
In midweek. So, great performance all around. The pitching was solid. Just not a whole lot to say other than it's a good time to be a Vol, and let's go on to Supers, and I guess we're pulling for Penn now because that would guarantee that we're going to host. So I guess go Penn. I don't even know what their damn mascot is, but
Quakers.
The Penn Quakers. That's right. That's all I've got for now. So we'll talk to you guys next week, I'm sure.
Thanks, Rando. Appreciate you, my friend.
As of right now, the only game that is currently scheduled for tomorrow is Coastal Carolina versus Duke. That's the Conway Regional, and that'll be at 6:00 tomorrow night.
Jay says, don't forget UT Rugby defeated Clemson in the 2021 Southeastern Collegiate Rugby Championship. How could I, Jay? How could anybody forget that?
Hang the damn banner. Hang it.
What else was I going to say? So it's a final now in Columbia. South Carolina has gone through. The Gamecocks win. And, little Timmy Corbin. Little Timmy going home, and it's karmic justice is what it is. This is a guy who narked out Tony Vitello to the NCAA. He's mad because of NIL. He doesn't get to have his completely unfair, made-up scholarship advantage over the rest of college baseball. Now everybody's caught up. He doesn't have the dominant program that he was cheating to have. And the hypocrisy, the absolute hypocrisy of him to work behind the scenes trying to get Tony fired, and now he's going home, and Tony and the boys are still playing. And oh yeah, we swept their ass for the second year in a row.
When's the last time they, how long's it been since they've beaten us?
I don't know. We absolutely own them. And it just, it drives him crazy. Hey, Timmy, how about this? Instead of getting jelly, instead of being jealous and trying to get Tony fired, why don't you look yourself in the mirror, sack up, and try and compete? Try and fix your program. Stop running behind closed doors, working with your buddies at the NCAA, turning other people in, being a narc. And why don't you worry about your own self? Why don't you worry about your own self? We're taking our seat at the table, buddy. You don't get to tell us no. You know, Florida and South Carolina, Vandy, the Mississippi schools, LSU have been having this fun thing, and we haven't been a part of it for a while. And now we've got this brash young guy, and we're not asking for permission. We're taking our seat at the table. Absolutely. Actually, we're flipping that table over and walking past all y'all. And if you don't like it, I don't know what to tell you. Tough. You're just going to have to deal with it, Timmy. The loser. That guy's about to get on my last nerve. Sorry. Nolan is next. What's up, Nolan?
Fellas, we drink from the keg of glory.
Indeed we do, my friend. It tastes delicious as ever.
All I'm going to say, guys, is that we won when it mattered most. You know who did it?
Who's that?
The Vandy Boys.
Vandy Boys.
Vandy Boys.
I said I wasn't going to poke fun and dance on anybody's grave. And now look at me, Bear. Just hanging on the rim. No self-awareness. Eating technicals. Am I tempting the wrath of the whatever high atop the thing?
Not really. You know, I mean, well,
you don't sound Vanderbilt.
I mean, a little bit. I mean, we did, you know, the whole Kentucky Crisis Hotline comes to mind, which still is one of our most successful voluntary reaction affiliated spaces we've ever done. But, yeah, I mean, he deserves it. It really, not only him, but, you know, he wasn't the only one. It was the Mean Girls Club. It was him, the guy, you know, who else was in that pack that were ratting?
I don't know, man. I heard it was like half the league, but then Tony has been quoted several times the past couple of weeks talking about what great friends he is with Dave Van Horn and Kevin O'Sullivan. So who knows anymore? All I know is there's no love lost between him and Corbin.
Yeah, and shout out to Auburn and their athletic director for, you know, pulling the stunt he did when they were, you know, he was on the committee that was giving out regionals, and Auburn got to host and then flamed out. Otherwise, if it had been somebody else, you know, we could very well be going to Boston College or Maryland.
How's that strike you, Nolan? All our enemies are sharpening their knives right now and crying as they go home, and Tony Vitello continues his march to Omaha.
Well, all I'll say is there's no substitute for winning, so I'll take that. Who do you think's got more favor in hosting a super regional, guys? Tennessee or Southern Miss, if they should win tonight?
Us.
Tennessee. I mean, they'd be really hard pressed. Just facilities, you know, everything. Trey Wallace sent us, the screenshot of what it is they look
Nobody's for. Nobody's going to be. We don't have any concerts or whatever Kentucky had going on this week in Knoxville, do we? We got plenty of hotel rooms.
Yeah, I miss it in Lexington. It's not some backwater town filled with hillbillies. Meth. Oh.
Brett Favre ain't ponying up for Southern Miss to be hosting.
Nice, Davey.
I'm just going to leave you off on this. Our path to Omaha is not going to get easier from this. So all we got to do is just, we got to win, guys. So I'll see you later.
Thanks, Nolan. Appreciate you, buddy. What somebody asked me yesterday is Deshaun Watson, do they have a curse like we had with Peyton for a while?
Yeah, I don't know, man. That if we had actually been able to pull one off last night, thanks, Elon. That was one of the things I was going to talk about. Like, did either one of you guys find it odd? Like, I mean,
no, I didn't find it odd. Fan bases look past the problems of their own players. That guy won them two national championships.
He's got 31. He had 31 credible allegations of, you know,
winning's all that matters, Bear.
He wasn't convicted of nothing. Just trying to tear a great man down. It's all they trying to do. It's that media.
So what? He wants a happy ending with his massage. What's the crime in that? You know.
Let me ask you, Dave. You gonna let your sister be his massage therapist?
She would not get anywhere near that man. I would definitely be putting the foot down on that one.
How would you feel if, like, you had a daughter who, you know, worked at a legitimate, like, massage operation in Clemson, and then you realized Deshaun Watson was in town?
So it took a couple of days off.
Well, he's at the point now he can't go anywhere. He's kind of got that Scarlet A across his chest.
He's a professional football player. You know, those guys get rubdowns all the time. It's got to be weird.
I mean, how would you like to be somebody, you know, like a physical therapist or a PTA, you know, an assistant or a tech
on the Browns?
Yeah, or just anywhere in, like, you know, working those on
Brown, him. You know, some female masseuse at the Browns, he comes in, hey, I got a little tight hammy. You mind rubbing it? You mind working it out for me there, sweetheart? Close the door, please.
What usually happened, like, I worked at a place here in town, physical therapy center, back in the night when I was in school as a tech, and anytime we had a male patient that any of the females got any kind of a hint of a weird vibe, they didn't see a female tech again. All their stuff was done by male staff members. So, but I don't know. I mean, he's, like Dave was saying, he's a professional football player, and I don't know, man. I wouldn't want any female I know to be working on that guy.
On that note, keep things moving.
Lady Vols at 3 hours away.
Conversation getting a little rapey. Keep things moving here on Voluntary Reaction. Carson is up next. Carson, turn your mic on. There you go.
Guys, we're drinking from the keg of glory. Come on, can I get a cheers?
Amen. Cheers, brother.
I'm going to make it short and sweet, guys. Zach Denton, dog. Tony Vitello, dog. Christian Moore, dog. Ashley Rogers, dog. Tim Corbin, peasant. You know, there's nothing.
You say pissant or peasant? Peasant.
Absolutely a peasant. Yeah.
Pissant would be more accurate. Go ahead, Carson.
Bear, I would totally. That's probably the first thing I've ever agreed with you on.
I mean, I was, you know, trying to lay back.
That kind of compliment.
Like I said, I was going to make this short and sweet.
Fuckboy Corbin, guys, but that's just me.
So, real quick, what happened last night, man? Real excited last night after the 14-inning game. Vol reaction, we just couldn't make it happen, or are we blaming that
Elon, dude?
Spaces went completely down. Apparently, they're having some big Twitter Spaces tomorrow. Elon is with
another fucking Kennedy. Is
it Bobby Kennedy's kid? Lord. Yeah, with one of the Kennedys.
Little Bobby Jr.
who's running for president. And
hell of a voice on that kid, huh? Kennedy?
Yeah, he says apparently he talks to dead people. I found that out in the past 20 minutes.
Okay.
But apparently it was the last one of these things they did, like last week, the week before, with one of these presidential candidates. Mm-hmm. It like crashed and burned. So apparently they were, as Russ calls it, stress testing the system last night.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It had nothing to do with the three of us.
Nah, man, I couldn't put the blame on you three, man. You've came in too clutch too many times after big time games, man.
I'm not going to pretend like it's not amateur hour sometimes on Voluntary Reaction. So, I mean, the one time that we have a giant fuck up that isn't our fault, I'm going to make sure everybody knows it.
I've tuned in with Russ only.
Shot at Davey Hudson.
Go ahead, Bear.
I just felt like that was low for us to take a shot at Hudson like that.
I've tuned in middle of halftime basketball games where Russ is the only guy and nobody requests to speak, and it's 5 minutes of all reaction. So, you know, I'm here for it, guys. I appreciate what y'all do. I'm going to get off here and let somebody else handle it. Shout out my twin brother, Jake Taylor. Got to love him.
Thank you, Carson. Appreciate it. Now, when you say Robert Kennedy Jr. talks to dead people, are we doing like Haley Joel Osment and The Sixth Sense? Is it just kind of like, daddy's dead, I kind of pray and think about him kind of thing? Or does he like actually saying he hears from the dead and has like a two-way conversation?
From what I can tell, the latter. Yeah. I mean, he's wacky, man.
It's got to be hard. I'll say in his defense, knowing that your dad was gunned down, your uncle was gunned down, your other uncle Teddy like drown a woman or something in a car, whatever happened there, like all the bad things. There's a lot of history like in him, you know.
I don't know why if I had the same life, I wouldn't run. I mean, I've thought about that in the past. I was like, there's no way in hell I'd do it. I'd sit back in Hyannis support and count my money. I wouldn't run for shit. Every time they do, somebody takes a shot at them.
I feel like the security measures have tightened up a good deal since the 1960s when all that was going on.
Yeah, they don't ride around in convertibles anymore, that's for sure.
Or airplanes.
That would be that was a cousin, right?
That was JFK Jr.
Yeah, that was John Jr.
A lot of tragedy in that family.
That was a plane crash, damn it. I messed up.
Yeah. Those crazy QAnon people think he's still alive.
Charles is next. What's up, Charles? Turn your microphone on there, dude.
Oh,
there he is.
How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
Good. I want to say this. Number one, I love your guys' show. Number two, is Tony Vitello the Steve Spurrier of baseball?
You know, we've had that comparison a lot to Heupel here lately. Is like they've got the same system. He's like Spurrier without the mouth or something. But there might be something to that. I mean, he's a disruptive force, man. He's a disruptor. He comes in and shakes things up. He doesn't wait his turn. He doesn't ask for permission. And that's what we love about him, man. And it's accelerated the growth of his program. Did you guys see him tonight on that, what looked like it was a double play? Maui beat it out. They ended up going to the review. Did you guys see him charge out onto the field and ask for the review?
Yeah. He's like, he shot out of a cannon. The biggest difference I'd say between him and Spurrier is like anytime we've had him on the show, when he's not on the field, with the exception of Special Ed Corbin, he is always usually very, very complimentary of other coaches. He goes out of his way. I mean, there have been guys, I can't remember who it was, somebody that, you know, Tennessee fans, I can't remember who it was, didn't really care for. And you know, Tony was just gushing over him. So I don't know. He doesn't have some of the smart ass stuff on the mic like Spurrier did, but he's definitely tormenting people.
I mean, he's not afraid to just, you know, speak his mind.
Yeah. I didn't know he was going to be as successful, but I knew that I was going to like him his first season here when there was nobody at Lindsey Nelson Stadium and one of the reporters could hear the chirping going on in the field. And he referred to Fresno State's coach as, quote, meat stick.
Coach your team, meat stick.
Coach your team, meat stick.
Who the hell is Tony Vitello?
Good stuff, Charles.
Anyway, guys.
Anything else, my man?
No, anything. You guys are great. You know, I hope we'll get ready. Hopefully, we'll hold this recent regional. So,
yeah, man, we'll be right here after the Super Regional. Should be a late night, Friday night edition of Voluntary Reaction. Man, I would love to get to go to a couple of those games, but we'll see what plays out here over the next week or so. Let's get Charlie Collier in. He and Logan Quinton from Fan Run were down in Clemson this weekend.
Hell yeah. When everything went south last night, I was trying to get Charlie on and in.
Charlie, you there?
Oh, no. There he is. Chuckles.
Bobby?
Hey, we got you, man. Are you on a speakerphone?
It's breaking up pretty bad.
Oh, rough connection. Charlie must be driving. Hey, Charlie, maybe try back. You get somewhere with a better signal, give us a try again, man. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you tonight.
Let me text him real quick.
Let's get Roberto in here as we keep things moving tonight on Voluntary Reaction. What's up, Roberto?
Say, gents, good evening.
Isn't it, though?
Vandy boys. It's always good when those clowns lose.
Vandy boys.
Hate them. Lost my voice screaming in our condo watching the game last night when they hit the home run. And all the Clemson fans down here in South Carolina heard us, and it was wonderful.
Oh, man. Last night, that depending – people have been asking, you know, where does the Denton home run rank and just the game. You know, it's a different game. It was a different moment and everything, and a lot of it depends on how far this team goes. If this team makes it to Omaha, I think we'll always look back, no matter what, on that game last night as being just an epic, amazing game. But if this team is able to make the College World Series, I think that'll solidify it as, you know, right up there with the Wright State game from 2 years ago.
Yeah, you could argue that Zane Denton had the best weekend of any player in college baseball, or Christian Moore. But then the dude that put, I mean, Arkansas is now on the verge of elimination too. Did you see this guy today?
Trey Richardson?
Yeah. Three home runs. I thought it was Trey Rogers, but you're right, it's Richardson. Three home runs, two grand slams in back-to-back innings, 11 RBIs. Yo, that's a stat line.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I feel like we need to go offer him some money to come play here next year. because, you know, that's all we do. That's how Corbin prefaces every conversation when it comes to Tennessee. Well, they cheat. Not that he didn't essentially cheat for 5 to 10 years and get away with it and stack up national champions and first-round draft pick arms, right? He didn't do that, right? He didn't cheat the system. Interesting. But they're going home because his system is antiquated. The guy coaches third base and wears a helmet like a kid and, you know, whatever, that stumbles when he falls. I don't understand why our fans have been – I don't know. It seems like the last couple of days our fans have actually been down on this team. Is that weird?
I don't get that impression. I mean, that's definitely been.
I don't think they've been.
I think that's definitely been the case at times throughout the season. And watching the team is frustrating. Like last night, watching them was frustrating for the first 9 innings. I'm not going to lie, but I do think that I think that's just part of sport. And I think fans are really digging this team right now, quite frankly.
Well, Maybe I just run in a different circle, but I mean, like the guys that were texting me were like, Tony Vitello is a terrible in-game. Is he a terrible in-game coach? I don't think so. Does he make awkward decisions sometimes? Yes. You don't pitch to that Cannarella kid last night. You don't do that. It was a bad decision, but his pitcher was getting ready to win him a game, you know? I don't know. Burns was amazing last night. Beam was absolutely lights out today. He pitched great. Our starters have come around. Our bullpen looks strong. Guys, if we can ride these arms, we can win a national championship. I can't believe I'm saying it. But we're doing this with Blake Burke tied behind our back right now. I thought he was going to break out after yesterday. Had a rough day again today. But man, if we can just get production from Christian Moore like we are, we can win a national championship. We can. And lastly, Bear, the one thing, I don't know if you said it, the one thing that is the reason Southern Miss may end up with the regional is because their coach is retiring, which is the stupidest shit I've ever heard.
Do we know if they put in a bid for Super?
Well,
they did. Yes.
Ben McKee just tweeted, let me pull this up. He says, those who cover college baseball at the national level seem to think Southern Miss is in a better spot to host a Super Regional than Tennessee. Vols need to be big Penn fans. They've got two games to knock off Southern Miss.
Yeah. You want Penn to win real bad tonight or tomorrow.
Evidently. I mean, I don't know why. Like, I mean, I'm sure whoever the national writer is, McKee's referencing, probably has, you know, a source with the NCAA. But, I mean, why on earth would you want to send people to Hattiesburg over Knoxville?
Because they can get more butts and seats there. I think they can house about 2,000 or 3,000 more people than us, Russ. And again, their coach announced before the tournament, this is it for him. He's retiring. So they may do that, which would be the stupidest thing ever, but they may do that.
Yeah, I don't. That
it has nothing to do with rank anymore, which is ridiculous.
Their stadium is Pete Taylor Park, capacity 4,300. I mean, that's the same as Lindsey
Nelson. Yeah, but they've got that weird embankment in the outfield where they can sit like 2,000 people. That's what they're saying. I mean, I'm telling you what they're saying in the media. That's what it is they can get more asses in seats and their coach is retiring. Okay, it makes no sense
to
me.
We'll go down there and fucking storm the gates and burn it down. How about that?
Let's go. Well, I mean, if we are, how awesome is it? We've embraced the villainry. We're just going to go. We're going to be the men in the black hats. We're
come down
right?
in our black shirts like a bunch of damn pirates and plunder your kingdom.
I mean, Tennessee will beat any team out of that region in two games. I believe it in my guts, down in my loins. Down to my plums, Ashley Schaefer. Guys, have a great night. Feels great. Kiss my ass, Vanderbilt. Kiss my ass, Arkansas. Kiss my ass, SEC.
All right, Roberto, appreciate it. A little bit of breaking news this evening. The Lady Vols have taken down Oklahoma City, taken down Oklahoma State in Oklahoma City. So Okie State is done, and the Lady Vols. What do we say to Death Bear? What do we say?
Not today.
Not today, Kieran Weekly. Not today. All right, we've got Logan or Charlie on with us live from the Palmetto State. Logan or Charlie, what's up?
What's up, fellas?
This sounds like Logan, he of the crumble cookies fame. Sounds so much better.
You better be bringing me cookies this week, Quentin.
What's up, LQ?
Oh, yeah, you got both of us. I just needed to charge my phone for a second. Charlie's the pilot right now, but you can talk to him as well.
Hey.
Huh?
I noticed that none of us were invited on your little road trip. You know how much I like road trips, and all of a sudden I hear Logan and Charlie are going to Clemson. Did Dubsy get an invite? No. Not that I'm hurt. Not that I'm upset. Not that I'm
Charlie asked me if I wanted to go.
I think at this point it should just be a known thing that if Tennessee's playing a mildly important game, I'm probably going to be going. And it's an open invite to anybody until the truck fills up.
Okay. Well, I mean, looks like I don't know, man. Maybe we'll be going down to Southern Mississippi this week. Maybe we'll be going to Omaha. I don't know. But I've got wanderlust and I'm ready to travel.
Yeah, I can tell you, UT's already sent out the request for season ticket holders, so that's good. It just comes down to the draw, and Southern Miss, Hattiesburg, that's a really big draw, more than what people think. I think bare bones, they're in the 4,000s in terms of capacity, but that's without pop-up bleachers and what Roberto talked about, the bank that they've got going on. So it'll be a battle to see who can sell the most and get the more butts in there.
Well, and I'm not, you know, that's just one tweet from Ben McKee. I'm not casting doubt on, I don't know who he's talking to, but the national media a week ago, Logan, was saying that Tennessee's gone to Terre Haute. right? Or maybe Coastal Carolina, and we end up in Clemson. So they don't know. I doubt if that decision's even been made yet.
Right. No, definitely not. I mean, over the course of the next 24 to 36 hours, the committee will have to get together probably with both universities and see what the draw will be. But yeah, you're right. I mean, I wouldn't, I don't know. It's a toss up for me a little bit. I would still give a little bit of the edge to Tennessee, but it's going to be close.
Yeah. I mean, it's like I said to Roberto, it from a competitive standpoint, it really doesn't matter. I think it'd be fun, you know, just for Knoxville to be able to host it. Nobody puts on a college baseball party like Tennessee fans do in Lindsey Nelson Stadium. But you know what? If they want to give us the screw job, they want to give us the shaft on this, then hey, we'll buy up all the tickets. We'll set sail down there and walk in there with the black uniforms that have won 3 games in a row right now. Nobody's beat them. And we will absolutely take over. We're coming to your city like Big and Rich, and we're coming to take over.
Absolutely. Gonna put a little bang in your yin yang, right? Is that how it goes?
Yeah. We're coming to your city.
But yeah, I mean, maybe Penn will just take care of business, and then we don't have to play this game in the first place. This whole wait and see and wait till Tuesday morning and find out thing. Maybe we can just get an Ivy League school coming to your place, standing between you and Omaha. That would be beautiful. Let's host Penn.
Right now, Southern Miss -196 money line on FanDuel.
Pitching situation. I wonder, I mean, Southern Miss has got to be pretty low with, I mean, they played a couple of high scoring games. They've dealt with delays, right? So I feel like, I mean, Tanner Hall went 9 innings on Friday. I don't think he could come back and give you an inning on Monday. I think they've got to be running low on pitching. But then again, I mean, Penn probably didn't come into the weekend with a whole lot of pitching either.
Yeah, I hadn't, honest to God, until you said that, it just hit me that, so Southern Miss has to win two games.
Yeah.
They were coming out of the loser's bracket.
Yeah, that was what was so crazy. Their ace, Tanner Hall, which is one of the best pitchers in America, like Charlie said, complete game, 9 innings, but they lost that one.
Yeah, I mean, hell, last night, the Greece, he was what, 1 pitch? I mean, you guys were on the rail. Did you guys think it was over?
No. I had my rally cap on, Bear. It was never over. But I'll say this. We stood there. Charlie stood there the whole time, never left. I finally went to go piss after 13 innings were complete. So I'm not asking for credit, but I felt like I came back with some good juju.
You've got some juju right now, no doubt. I mean, you guys, we need to send you guys to wherever the Vols are going, and we need to make sure Christian Moore's dad is where they're going, because apparently that dude can't not hit home runs when his dad's playing.
We can pick up Mr. Moore on the way if we're going down to Hattiesburg. I don't know where he's at, but we can swing by.
Simo Senior, where you at?
Brooklyn.
I might need a GoFundMe though if I'm trying to get to Hattiesburg next weekend.
Yeah.
I think he was down there all the way from Brooklyn.
Wow. I don't know if that's coming okay. I don't know if that's in the cards.
Unless you guys are wanting to fly in.
Direct flights from New York City to Hattiesburg. They probably do to Knoxville.
Kind of doubt
New Orleans is probably the closest place you can get to from there.
I was thinking it's probably difficult to beat the prices down here in Clemson, but Hattiesburg might be able to.
Well, it's going to be a fun week, man. I'm interested to see, you know, how Tennessee responds this next week or so. It feels like they're in a good spot and just sort of in a groove, man. We'll see if they can keep it going. Been saying that all year with pitching like this, you got a chance. We've had guys slumping, coming out of slumps, and it still doesn't feel like we've completely hit our stride hitting-wise, but this pitching will give you guys a chance. Anything else, Logan and or Charlie?
No errors all weekend.
Oh. Did they not get Simo one on that pop-up against Charlotte?
I should have, but I don't think they
did. We went back and checked the box scores when we left, and it was all goose eggs. But still, yet, I mean, you look at going back to Christian Scott's punch out when he grabbed that one deep in right in the Clemson game yesterday, and then Inslee with a couple of really nice defensive plays covering some ground today. And real competitive at bats. I mean, despite that was such a grind yesterday. Caden Grice, he's one of the more impressive players I've seen all year. He had a performance for the ages yesterday, and the guys kept battling. And I know Roberto mentioned Blake Burke, and I think he's due to go off next weekend because he took an up the middle approach over the weekend. And I think it's coming around for him. I think he's about to get there, back in a groove.
He did get on base when it mattered most.
I just wish somebody would tell him, like, you don't have to swing at the first pitch, bro. They're not giving you anything to hit. They're going to throw you a curveball. It's going to go low. Just take it, man. Don't swing until you've got one strike on you.
No, he definitely needs to earn himself some more fastballs. That was kind of an issue at the end of last year. Swinging at that breaking ball, and, you know, he maybe gets one fastball and at bat. And then it felt like the start of this year, his approach was better. He was seeing more fastballs. He was driving more fastballs. You know, he was on the off speed a little bit more. But lately, I don't know. I feel like he's just been guessing too much and kind of putting a little bit of pressure on himself. But like Logan said, I mean, again, changed up his swing a little bit. He's trying to take it up the middle more, it looks like. And I thought he had some decent swings this weekend, some hard hit balls. And again, like Davey just said, got on base when it mattered most. So I agree with Logan.
I'll tell you, Charlie, it reminds me a lot of what happened with Beck last year when they just absolutely, teams would not give him anything remotely decent to look at. I think Blake's just, it just looks like he got impatient. Started chasing it, and the next thing you know, he's in a slump. He's not seeing the ball. He's not seeing the rotation, anything. And I don't know. Yesterday, I thought he broke out of it yesterday. Didn't have the great, you know, he did have, what, one or two sack flies.
I mean, he spanked the ball to center today, too. And I thought he hit a ball
he's right
on the ground
there
as well.
Or? Yeah, he had two singles last night, and he had – gosh, at least a handful that were damn near up the middle, hard hit, but they were able to collect them yesterday. So, I mean, it seems like baby steps. And you're not going to – these guys are so good at this level. You're not going to reinvent the wheel in terms of their load or anything like that. And you mentioned Beck. One of the reasons why he's going off the way he is, he changed where his hands are and a little bit with his load. They're in pro ball, and now look at him. I mean, he's a terror.
Crushing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing that I noticed, it wasn't even about the hitting. Russ had mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. I think it was on the Daily Show, and I started paying attention to it. His body language has been horrible.
Yeah.
Just looking at the ground, walking, no pep.
I've mentioned that too, Bear, and I can tell you that's one of the things I've been looking at, and last night, the Clemson game, deep in the game, when he, you know, they had to pinch run for him. They pinched Ethan Payne. And the next half inning or the next inning, he went down in the bullpen and rallied the guys, like talking to them and sort of, you know, rallying them. And I thought that was really, really good to see from him.
Interesting.
Yeah, big time. Big time. So did you guys have any did you guys hear anything more about who was the kid from Clemson that got it killed him in that game earlier today because he couldn't play?
Cantarilla?
Yeah. Apparently he had been running it all night long. And everybody clutched their pearls and talking about how it's an emotional game, but the damn umpires are telling you for 8 or 9 innings to, you know, to stop, and you just keep on doing it, you know. I mean, that bit us last year. That's Drew Gilbert.
Is that in the 11th? I mean, that was
That was in the 11th.
It was right after they got out of that first and third with a double play to get it. It was either to go to the bottom of the 12th or bottom of the 11th. But I kind of thought it was a soft ejection, to be honest. But you can make sense of it. There was a very, very clear point in the game where the umpire stopped play briefly and warned both dugouts and made a point that, hey, they were not going to let any of that go on. So, you know, if you're going to continue to talk again, I think part of it's just, I mean, that's part of the game, a little back and forth, a little action, a little energy. So I'm cool with that. But, you know, the umpires did make it pretty clear that that was how they were going to treat the game. And if you're a player, you got to be mature enough to understand that. So, yeah, it was a soft ejection.
Hey, this isn't NOM, Charlie. There are rules. If we want to live, we want to live in a society, then you have to have respect for authority. You got to treat others with respect. Sportsmanship is key. I've always said that. I have no patience or tolerance for Clemson's antics. I'm glad he got thrown out. He absolutely deserved it.
I mean, guys, it's like this: if Russ has told me an hour three and hour four to straighten up, an hour three, I'm not going to screw around.
There are consequences for your actions.
My favorite joke, and I don't know who to accredit this to, but he said that Cam said, who knows, maybe this game will go to the 20th inning, and he's like saying that to the ump, and the ump just goes, what the fuck did you just say? And like just threw him out there. He's like, I want to go home.
I do love the irony in the fact that Tennessee for an entire season did have the trash talk and the antics and everything else to the point where it made people upset enough to to button down and get a lot more strict this year with umpires and controlling celebrations and controlling the trash talk, and then it happens against Tennessee, and sure enough, everyone's up in arms because they threw a guy out.
Well, I mean, it's what we spent, and I know because that was Russ was out of pocket when Notre Dame knocked us out. I think it was me and you, Charlie, and we were talking about it, and the callers were talking to us about it, and we all agreed that one of the biggest changes that had to happen this past offseason was they had to play a little bit more under control and cut out some of the – yeah, it's great playing with an edge, and that's Vitello ball and all that. But, I mean, I know we're all fans, but they went way over line several times, and once Beck threw the bird at Georgia Tech, and we were screwed last year. So it's better to fly under the radar. I'm telling you, I'm a fly under the radar kind of guy.
Big time. Could not agree more.
Yeah.
And I think this team operates.
You don't get thrown out. You get the benefit of the doubt from the umpires and from referees. So if you notice, we don't really do any kind of bat flipping anymore.
No, Zane's left a little bit to be desired last night, quite frankly.
I strongly disagree and will fight you in a parking lot. That was hilarious the way he spun that thing.
That was the most emotion I've ever seen out of Zane Denton. And I saw him hit a 550-foot walk-off grand slam in high school, too, and he barely even blinked. He's a stone-cold killer.
So is he gone after this year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if he had another year.
I mean, he's got another year of eligibility, but I don't know if it would make sense for him because I think he's done enough this year. I mean, he's in that older kid club now, you know, so it's going to downgrade his stock a little bit. But I think he's done enough this year to
get a decent contract.
Yeah,
I think he's got to split while he's still got a little bit of leverage.
Yeah. He's got some leverage now. I mean, he smoked that one.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that was all the way out of the stadium yesterday.
And he's brought his average up year over year from last year when he was at Bama by about 40 percentage points, I think. And his strikeout to walk ratio is right at that 1-to-1, and it was nowhere close to that last year. So that's big time improvements for him. And he's a switchy.
Yeah. And he's shown, like, if you go back to the beginning of the season, he was one of the guys. He wasn't playing real good when we started SEC play. And he has really developed as the year's gone on and being, you know, obviously him and Christian Moore.
Yeah, Christian Simo, man, he's going to be talked about a lot.
He's feeling it.
Next year's draft, his name's going to be mentioned quite a bit for, you know, I don't know about day one, but certainly top 50.
Captain Enzano, a.k.a. the baby-faced killer. Unbelievable. Guys, y'all drive safely. We're going to get some other folks in here. We appreciate you.
Hey, wait, Russell, one question for you, please.
Yes.
Can someone tell me how my Miami Heat are doing, just like good, bad, or ugly real quick?
You know what? Until you just said that, I completely forgot they were even playing.
They're Miami down Heat. Five. Start the fourth, on. Charlie.
Are they, like, playing decent, Davey, or is it kind of –
I didn't turn it over till like halfway through the third.
All right.
But I mean, they're sticking with them. So the fact they're sticking with them in my mind says they're playing well.
Let's go. All right. This is stressful not being able to watch it. So thank you.
Duncan Robinson just hit a three.
Bang. That's all we need. All right. Thank you guys. Great talk.
Boys, drive carefully.
Appreciate it.
Be safe.
Logan and Charlie, the dynamic duo of Tennessee baseball, checking in from the road.
Well, they're an odd couple, aren't they?
Yeah, but I love that 920 podcast, man. That's a must listen to for any ball fan.
It's good. They dig into it. I mean, if you want to get into the real numbers of stuff, I mean, they'll tell you and they'll break it down for you. Great guys, but yeah.
A
two-man record.
A credit to all things Fan Run. All right, let's get Big Josh in here next, and then we'll get Slaughter. What up, Big Josh? Turn your mic on, dude.
What's up, fellas?
We drink from the keg of glory, my friend.
We drink from the keg of glory, fellas.
Amen, brother.
I'm kind of disappointed that we couldn't have spaces last night, unfortunately, but a great win from the baseballs last night, beating Clemson.
Oh, man, it was sweet. I mean, that's a classic Tennessee win right up there with the Wright State win from 2 years ago, and that team went on to the College World Series in Omaha. What do you think, Big Josh? Are we going back, or Joshy boy?
Yeah, I definitely think we're going back this year. We have all the momentum, Russ, and you know what this team has that this last year's team doesn't?
What's that?
They don't have any pressure on them.
Ooh.
Obviously, this team isn't better than last year's team, but I think this team plays with less pressure on them. That's why I think they're going to make a really good run. Like a Roberto.
I mean,
go ahead, Bear.
I was just going to say, I mean, it remains to be seen as talented as last year's team was. I mean, if, you know, by some miracle, these guys go deep. I'm talking like deeper than Tennessee's ever been, or God forbid, win the whole damn thing. This would definitely be the better team. I've wondered about that this
weekend.
Man,
what a great question. If this team makes it to Omaha, are they a better team than last year's team?
I'd love to see them put it all together.
If they get through Penn, I say no, just because Notre Dame was a better team and they just had a really good draw in the Super Regionals. If they go through Penn to make it to Omaha, I think a lot of it does depend on opponent. I mean, I think you could say their pitching's better, but I mean, we're just not as good offensively. And I think the numbers back that up.
I don't know that our pitching's better this year. Their numbers were a lot better last year. And we also had a guy coming out of the pen that, you know, the baseball would come in at 105.
Yeah. But I completely agree with what Roberto said. If we get this play from Christian Moore and Zane Denton, the way they've been playing this regional, I think we can win the whole thing. But I'm just enjoying the ride, fellas, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, we're still a little new to this college baseball thing, but we're not so new that you got to enjoy it, man. It's it's kind of like the NCAA tournament in basketball. It's hard when the team is playing because you're living and dying with every pitch. But, you know, it's like the week leading up to those games is so much fun, and you just gotta, you gotta savor it, man.
I mean, the other thing that really sunk in today, I was talking to a buddy of mine. I mean, we replaced almost our entire team after last year. And, you know, hell, even make the postseason, much less. I mean, we're talking about maybe getting to host a super regional after not playing very good for about half the year.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
Nobody was even talking about hosting the super regional before the NCAA tournament started. Hell, you know?
Russ was crunching numbers every afternoon on the show, worried about whether or not we were going to, you know, make the damn tournament.
Yeah.
What series was that, Russ? Where we took, you know, it finally dawned on us that, yeah, we'd better start. Was it right before Vanderbilt? What was that, the Arkansas?
Well, I mean, we didn't lock it up until Kentucky, really. Well, we won two games at South Carolina to get to 16. I mean, you felt good at 14 conference wins coming out of the Kentucky series, but I don't feel like it was set in stone until we won that first game against South Carolina. So, I mean, it was touch and go pretty much the whole year.
That I wonder if that South Carolina series kept us in the Eastern time zone. We didn't get shipped off. Like, out. Where's Texas? Is Texas A&M out there at Stanford?
Yeah.
Guys, let's think of this. If Dylan Drowlin wouldn't have hit that game-tying home run against Vandy, this run probably wouldn't have happened. Don't you guys agree?
Oh, maybe not. I mean, we'll never know, but that definitely feels like a turning point. And, yeah, I mean, that game was kind of like yesterday's game where we were just sort of dead in the water. We had been swept the previous week at Arkansas, lost 2 of 3 to LSU. You know, just like floundering, going nowhere, and it just felt like we were absolutely dead in the water. It felt like Vanderbilt was a much better team. And then Dreiling in tears with the home runs, Griffin Merritt with the walk-off, and that was the turning point. That was definitely the fulcrum point of the season, no doubt.
For sure. Guys, one last thing out the door. The Super Vols are headed to the Super Regional. Let's either beat Penn or Southern Miss. And Arkansas, Vandy, Kentucky, kiss my ass. And Vandy boys, what happened?
Vandy boys. We love you, Big Josh. Or, I call him Big Josh again. Joshy boy. Get my Josh's confused here. They go to the second at Auburn on the Plains. Penn hits a solo home run in the bottom of the first. They lead Southern Miss 1-0.
It'll be interesting to see how much gas Southern Miss has left in the tank. I thought you could definitely see that. I think you saw it in the first game with Clemson when it got late in that game. They ran out of gas, and I felt like Charlotte tonight. Like they just ran. It's so hard. What'd they say? Only one team that has lost their regional opener has made it to the World Series.
Yep. Makes it hard. We would be here right now if we had lost last night. I mean, whoever lost that game, we talked about it yesterday in the brief amount of time we had on here together. Like, whoever lost that game last night between Tennessee and Clemson was just utterly screwed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's such a hard turnaround. And then if they had to do it again, just how much would they have left? I mean, I think that, you know, is a lot of baseball, those two games. And I think that took its toll on Charlotte. I think it certainly would have on Clemson or Tennessee if we were in the other position.
That was that Clemson collapse last night. It They know how it feels, you know, how we felt back in 2001 down there in Atlanta with LSU in the SEC championship game. Talk about going from just you're knowing you're going to win to now you're done.
A precipitous fall from grace. Let's get Slaughter's hit stick in here next. Is that Danico Slaughter's hit stick? Who was the Slaughter who played for the Browns way back in the day, Bear?
No.
It's Webster Slaughter.
Yeah, no, it's Danico Slaughter's hit stick from Kentucky, man. I mean, I'm a big defensive guy, but, you know, first of all, I want to lead off by saying shout out to all my Vol fans that are living abroad. Thanks to the Army, I watched this game from Colorado Springs and missed like an hour of the game because I screwed up on the tip off, but, you know, first pitch catching up, you know, it was really apparent that we had control of this game.
Now, where are you?
I'm in Colorado Springs right now. I actually just climbed Manitou Peak. It was like 8,000 feet and,
today,
you know, done in the name of our Vols today. I was like, if I can do this, our Vols can win,
man. Good grief. I've been drinking beer on the porch. I got sciatica. It like hurts just thinking about it. Good grief, man.
It's been a good time. But it was a better time watching our Vols win, man. I'll say this. It's like a guy who has like been watching constantly, regardless of what the naysayers say. How good does it feel to say that now we kind of control our own destiny going into the Supers? I mean, what do you guys think of the turnaround from last year to this year? Because I'll be honest, at the beginning of the season, I wasn't hopeful, but I couldn't be happier with where our guys sit right now and where Tony V has this team after losing the kind of talent that we had to the league last year.
Yeah. And look, we all, I don't know if it's buying into magical thinking, overhype, whatever you want to say. We all thought that this team was going to be just as good as last year. We didn't think there was going to be much of a drop-off. That's why they were ranked number 2 in the preseason. We thought all these dudes they brought in were just going to be plug-and-play stars. We got all our pitching back pretty much. We thought we were just going to keep on rolling. And in hindsight, we never should have thought that way. It was always asking too much of these guys. And it was going to take some time to develop, and they have to develop their own identity as a team. And I think that's a process that's still playing its way out right now. And it's a different team. We asked the question, like, if this year's team goes to Omaha, would they be better? Last year's team was just better, man. They had more stars, more power. It was just a better baseball team, but in sports, the best team doesn't always win. And this team can go far. You know, we got a better draw, like Davey said. Playing Penn at home would be a totally different thing than playing Notre Dame at home. So we'll see what happens here. But, yeah, it's been a wild season. It's been a special season. I think we've all learned a lot of lessons. So we'll see how it all turns out.
Dude, that's my biggest thing is, like, hey, you know, as a Vol fan in general, you know, how have you enjoyed this season? And for me, it's been such a good ride. I mean, even through the losses, you know, I've seen where we could have competed. And it's awesome to see those guys step up. Christian Moore, Zane Denton. I remember seeing him at the beginning of the season and telling my wife, like, he's ass. Like, why did this guy transfer here? And then eating my words like a game or two later, and I was so happy for it, man. I think Tony V has the vision to be able to put this team where it needs to be consistently every year. And as a Vol Nation fan, period, it's awesome to see our baseball team compete in the same sense that our football team has competed this year. And it feels like both of those head coaches are kind of tandem on getting their teams where they need to be. And that's been great.
Yeah, man, it's been fun. Like, again, just consider Mississippi State Ole Miss won the last two college baseball national championships, neither of those teams even made the NCAA tournament this year. So, like, just because you had a good team one year doesn't mean that you get to have a good team next year. It's hard to sustain success in this sport. And so 3 years in a row, making a super regional, 5 years in a row, making the NCAA tournament. And that, you know, we always forget, man, we've talked to Vitello about it. He will tell anybody that will listen that he feels like that 2020 team that had its season cut short because of COVID had the makings of a College World Series team. And obviously we'll never know, but he's had it rolling here for a while. And, but that doesn't mean that it's going to be rolling forever. So you got to enjoy it. Okay. Was this season as much fun as last season? No, nobody would say that, but you're still playing. You're still playing. So
yeah, sure thing.
Yeah, you're doing something sure right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll end it by just saying, like, you know, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate Vol Nation. I mean, I always feel at home no matter how far I away from home I happen to be. So, you know, it matters something to me. Wearing the Vol hoodie out here at Colorado Springs, man, just bringing how much happiness I can to this team. I've enjoyed the season with you guys. I've enjoyed the season as a fan. Just go Vols, baby. Go Vols.
Thank you. It ain't over yet. It ain't over yet, man. We're still playing. We got a long way to go.
That 2020 team, he's never really shied away from when it's come up with him either. You know, he was always really up front. He really thought, I remember early in that year when we were, before COVID hit, when we were having him on, he was really thought that team was going to go far.
Well, I mean, think about how good all these pitchers are that we've had the past 2 or 3 years, from Tidwell to Chad Dallas to the guys we got now, Dolander, Kurt Burns, Beam. Garrett Crochet, who was the ace of that 2020 staff, went straight to the big leagues out of college, as in he did not play in the minor leagues. The White Sox signed him, and I think his first game as a professional. Now, that minor league baseball was shut down that year, so maybe it would have been a little different, but he's obviously
he pitched in the ALCS.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously an extraordinary talent. We never really got to see him play in a setting like this, but he's obviously as good as any of these pitchers that we've had over the past 3 years since we've been in love with this program. So, kind of interesting there. All right, we've got a local celebrity on here. I want to bring in here. Are you familiar with Juan Ward's work, Bear?
Yes.
Carlos, aka Juan Ward, checking
in. I came over here because I wanted to say one thing and one thing only. Rocky Top siempre serás, hogar dulce hogar. Oh, bueno, Rocky Top. Woo! Rocky Top, Tennessee. Vamos, Vols! Vamos!
Vamos!
Man, how exciting what's happening right now in Vol Nation. That's what we're here to do. As a Vol fan, as a graduate of the University of Tennessee, our job is to do one thing and one thing only, and that is to support. As I was watching the Clemson game yesterday and when we lost to Oklahoma, I started seeing so many fans, you know, being so critiqueful and questioning the judgment from the coaches and all that type of stuff. Man, that's not our job as fans, man. Our job is to support and be what we are as fans and love on this student athletes, man, because they're giving their all on the field, on the diamond, whatever you want to call it. But the future is bright.
Hear, hear. Well said, my friend. Yeah, I think fans love this team. They're falling in love with it. And if we get to host Super Regional this weekend, I think you're going to see that. We haven't really seen that. That was one of the only disappointing things about this season was, you know, because of the rain, it seemed like every time we had a big series at Lindsey Nelson, we would just get swamped with rain.
Correct.
And I was looking at the weather. It looks like this week is going to be pretty good. So hopefully we get to have that big old, you know, tailgate, just all out party at Lindsey Nelson this weekend.
Buddy, if we have that weekend, you will be hearing Vamos Vols like crazy on that field, brother.
I hope so, my friend. Good stuff. Anything else for us?
Man, I appreciate you guys. And I really wanted to say I appreciate all the support that you guys are giving me, you know, for my Spanish broadcasting and the new series that I started to showcase and highlight the Latinos that we have at the University of Tennessee. My first episode was with Alison Ojeda. A lot of people don't know that she's actually Mexican-American, our SEC Coach of the Year for women's tennis. So I just wanted to say I appreciate all the support that everybody's been showing here on Twitter, and you guys keep doing your thing. And if you're listening right here as a true fan, let's just keep supporting our boys and girls, whatever sport it might be. Let's just keep being those fans that we are, and let's love on Vol Nation, man. Y'all have a good night. God bless
you. Thank you, Carlos. Appreciate you, my friend. Yeah, about Alison Ojeda, I went to school with her back in the day at UT. We're the same age. She's coaching a women's tennis team, and I'm talking with Baron Davey.
Seems like you won.
I found her intimidating, man.
Hell yes, she did, Davey. He won.
She was so intense, even in college. Like, she was just so competitive, and it was intimidating. Little girl, but, like, just always had a steely glare, gaze in her eye. She's doing well for herself, though, now. Oh, Hillbilly Bopper. Did we lose him?
I'm not sure why just happened on that one.
It said he can now speak, but he's gone.
There's a chance he just exited out at the wrong time, thinking he was done.
Bopper, jump back in, man. We'll get to you. TJ, and then we'll get Titans Joe in here. TJ, the Kentucky fan, is drinking from the keg of glory tonight. What's up, Tej?
They also play tomorrow.
What's up, guys?
Or 6 Eastern.
You guys got a one-game winner-take-all deal tomorrow?
Yeah, and I know that, you know, y'all hate Kentucky, hate Indiana, hate everybody but Tennessee, but tomorrow is going to be a game that if you want to see some feistiness, I'd watch it, because after the game, Indiana coach and Nick Mangione got in it, exchanged words. Actually, Kentucky's athletic director held Nick Mangione back a little bit. And
Hold me back. That's wild. So the Kentucky coach and Kentucky and Indiana coaching staffs got into it after the game?
Yeah, it was actually the assistant coach for Indiana and the head coach for Kentucky. So that was kind of weird that it was an assistant coach. But
Tony Vitello, Dave Van Horn misunderstanding perhaps in the post-game handshake line.
I mean, here's the thing. Indiana used a lot of pitchers tonight. I mean, we beat them 16-6, so they went through – their bullpen pretty quick. Kentucky's still pretty good. We haven't used their third SEC starter, so I think he's going to go tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see what offense shows up for Kentucky. But how about the Braves? Did you see that? I know you guys watched the Tennessee
Eddie
game.
Eddie Rosario. It cost me $100 on a parlay, TJ. I'm watching the end of that game, the game cast on my phone. I'll admit it. I was rooting against my team because I was about to turn $7 into $100. But hey, at least the Braves win. I'll take that.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, now I think if it plays out with Kentucky, if they were to win tomorrow, or whoever does win tomorrow, I think LSU hosts the Supers. Is that correct?
Ooh. Let me look. I got the bracket here in front of me. Yeah, you guys would play LSU.
Yeah, and I think you guys didn't. I've been listening on and off. It's Southern, you guys, right?
Possibly Penn. If Penn wins tonight, we'll play Penn.
Okay. You would have to think that if Penn wins, Tennessee's going to host. Right? If Penn wins, Tennessee would probably host.
You would think, yeah.
Yes.
No, if Penn wins, Tennessee will host. Penn's the 3 seed.
Yeah.
And it's then, when it's when you're on the same seed line that it defaults back to some kind of group of people.
Well, that's going to be exciting. I know, you know, for me as a Kentucky fan, if we win tomorrow, I'll be happy because there's no way we're going to be able to beat LSU. That's just a strong team, man. That tank guy, whoever they got, I don't know where he came from, but good Lord, he ate a lot when he was a little baby.
Tommy Tank.
That dude is massive.
You can't think like that, TJ. You guys won a game down there, didn't you, in the regular season?
Yeah, we did. I think we won one out of three. But Supers are – I'm not – look, Kentucky ain't a baseball school, okay? I'll admit it. Supers are next weekend, that's correct?
Yeah, it's going to be tough to play down there. I mean, that would be – you know, 13,000 rowdy Cajuns in that place, and they got a hell of a team. But they've only really got Skeens as a start. The rest of their starting pitching is pretty, you know, not great, in my opinion.
Yeah, and, you know, the way I look at it is we only got blown out one game, and that was when they're starting their number one, their ace, pitched. The next two, we won the second game, and then the last game, we lost like 13-10 or something like that. So it's definitely going to be a tough series. The last time Kentucky went to the Supers, I want to say was in 2017, and we unfortunately lost to Loserville. So hopefully we can get them back. Good luck next weekend. Good series this weekend, and y'all have a good night, man.
Thanks, TJ.
How do you lose to yourself?
What?
Cold. How about the Heat pulling away from the Nuggets here all of a sudden? That's going to lose me another bet. Damn it.
Well, they are, aren't they? What baseball games we got going now?
I mean, the Penn Southern Miss one's the only one I've really got my eyes on. Alabama's getting set to play.
Arkansas's up 4-0 over Santa Clara right now. Stanford's up on Texas A&M, 6-4 in the third.
Okay, so if Arkansas beats Santa Clara, they'd have to – they play who? They play TCU tomorrow?
Yes.
And they'd have to beat them twice tomorrow?
Yeah, because TCU's already beat Arkansas once.
That series got all messed up with the rain, didn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of throwing me off, but I mean, Arkansas is in trouble. Van Horn hadn't had the best of luck the past couple of years, has he? Like his best team, they got they get knocked out in the regional round that year, 2021.
Last year was the year with Cops, right? Or was that the year before?
I think it was the year before.
Yeah, NC State beat them. That was the NC State team that got really screwed over by the COVID rules in Omaha.
Yeah. Yeah, they just gutted their team. Who won it that year? Was that Mississippi State or
Ole
Miss?
What's going on, guys?
Mississippi State. What's up, Joe?
You there?
Yeah, we're here, man. What's going on? Joe, we hear you.
Now you're on mute. Hello? There you go.
Joe, we hear you. Can you hear us? The hell is going on with Joe?
I don't know.
He's blowed away?
Is he blowed away? No, there's definitely a possibility. Smashed. This is Goldbrick Joe.
All right, Joe, I'm removing you. We could hear you, buddy. I don't know why you couldn't hear us. We could hear you loud and clear. You would try it again. We can take a shot and get you in. Let's get Evan in here. Evan timed this out really, really well. There are a lot of people who are like waiting to speak and then they go off and come back on. Evan, I think, waited like a minute and now he's in. What's up, Evan?
Hey, guys. I appreciate it. Go Vols. Yeah, I just wanted to tell TJ, I don't know why he calls in here and wants to talk about Kentucky and Indiana, but this is voluntary reaction. So, maybe he should go find a Wildcat reaction, but we don't really care about Kentucky and Indiana. But anyways, go Vols.
Are you strangling a goat right now, Bear?
Oh, no. I'm laughing. Oh, that's beautiful. Smashed.
All right, let me try Joe again. Joe, I mean, are you there?
Got one.
Yeah, I got you now. I don't know.
Hey, what's up, Joseph?
Well, I didn't think this time last week I'd be requesting for my super regional tickets already tonight, but that happened today, so that was pretty phenomenal. This whole squeeze play thing is one of the most fun things. This makes college baseball so much fun.
It's pretty cool, but it's like sometimes it's too much.
Yeah,
it gives me a headache, and then they don't include games that are available on regular TV. But it is pretty cool. And Chris Burke, I mean, that's got to be – he's like the dude on the Red Zone, man. He's just been on TV for like 3 days in a row.
It's so great. It was so awesome, too, because I just loved – I have to give him a little bit of a rip job here because he was all talking up the pitcher there for Arkansas earlier and saying, oh, TCU is going to have it in. They're not going to be able to hit this guy for like, a whole batter, a whole lineup. Had to look at him. Next thing they know, they've loaded the bases, and that dude hits a grand slam, comes back up again, hits another grand slam. Dude gets 10 RBIs.
10 RBIs in two. That's crazy.
So great. But, yeah, I just kind of thought after that game last night, whoever lost that game last night was losing today. And then, then at that point, you're just like, whoever's is playing that third game or that second game today was just in a rut. So it was so good. We haven't played three games this clean, I don't think, all year. I mean, I just can't believe how well we fielded the ball, how well they've just played. And I mean, it's, if you're going to do that, this is probably the best time of the year to start figuring that all out. And yeah, I don't know that there's another bat as hot in the entire country as Christian Moore's.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he's
white hot.
Tearing the cover off it right now. We not play perfect. We still got some guys that that are struggling at the plate. But the fielding you mentioned, I mean, that's probably been the biggest thing. It's just the fielding has been solid. The pitching has been great. Three great starts this week, and you have that, you got a chance.
Well, and even with Blake Burke, he's at least getting it out of the outfield. At least he looks, at least doesn't look like he's so in his head as much today as maybe he was even in the first two games. But that gave me a little.
Yeah,
bit
it doesn't
of
seem to be affecting his fielding like it was.
No.
I thought so. He hadn't. I couldn't believe he's had that many errors this year.
11.
I mean, that's tough to do at first base. It's not easy to have that many errors.
Well, we were all just the biggest Quakers fans here tonight. It'll be a cool story for them to come up here, and you kind of got to like your chances there if they come up here of getting to Omaha and just this team just kind of showing up and being this way this late in the year. I just halfway through the year, I didn't even, or especially in the beginning part of the SEC season, I did not see that coming. This is kind of an infuriating team for a lot of the year. And they've got a lot of, kind of a flack and stuff during the year, and probably, it's all warranted. But they should also now get as much praise and should get a lot of credit for doing what they've done now, just as much as they probably got a lot of that kind of criticism over the year. I think they should probably deserve as much, praise and get a little bit of glory here during this time because they've kind of deserved that too.
Yeah, yeah, I think they will, man. Like Tennessee fans, no different than other fan bases. Yeah, we get frustrated with our own teams. I mean, that's just part of it. Watching last night's game against Clemson was frustrating for the most part, and it was exciting at the end. Even the extra innings were frustrating at times, but that's the way it is when you get in these situations and every pitch matters, and it's intense, man. But Tennessee fans love their team, and I'm sure they will show that if we get to host this super regional. It's going to be fun to see.
Well, and I mean, in that case, I mean, if you're Tennessee versus Southern Miss, I mean, you have to be the winning bid there, right? Like you have to have a winning bid there. I just feel like I don't know anything about that, but I just feel like, and if Southern Miss loses one game out of these two, you have to just feel like you've got the upper hand there in that deal.
I mean, you would think so. I would think so. I don't know anything about Hattiesburg, Mississippi, but
I don't either. Nobody does. That's why you should go to Knoxville.
Yeah, evidently, the only thing I've heard tonight is that they've got a berm in the outfield where I guess they can pack in an extra couple thousand fans, whatever it is. But the seating capacity is the same. They're, like, I think we've got 4,500 seats. They've got 4,300. Maybe they can pack a few more in on the berm. But I got to think
we could pack a few in there in right field.
Yeah, we can have some standing room. But
yeah,
I don't know who knows what they're really looking at when they get behind closed doors there.
Yeah, hopefully there's nobody on the Southern Miss there that's on the panel.
I mean, you would like to think that. Well,
part of me wonders too, guys, if you know, everything that's been said tonight notwithstanding, we are in the SEC, and Danny White and I imagine the SEC office would be politicking hard over the next 24 to 48 hours.
You would like to think, I mean, look, I understand this is a business, and maybe the NCAA gets a percentage of the gate. Ooh, here, wow, so they would want to sell as many fans as many tickets as possible. But you would think that they would look at the records and the RPI and all that stuff. I got to imagine that stuff favors Tennessee, does it not?
Yeah, because, I mean, I think we all feel like we were the first regional host contender that didn't get to host. I mean, we're in that group with, like, Maryland and Boston College. And
I don't know what the answer is to this question, but they're going to go wherever they make the most money.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like, surely we've just bid enough to where we're going to bid more money than Southern Miss would.
Well, I'm looking at
for sure, but
RPI is very close. We're 20. They're 21 in NCAA.com RPI. And then they went 41-17. So they won a few more games than we did. But, of course, we play in the SEC. So I feel like Tennessee should definitely get the nod there. But evidently there's a feeling that there are some who make the decisions that don't. So we'll see what happens.
I mean, did they play like 1 through 5 in the first and 5 consecutive weekends this year?
They have an average higher attendance rating.
Well,
they haven't.
No, they're ninth in the country at 5,276. We're sitting at 15th at 4,370 for the year.
Yeah, the weather's been shitty up here and there, and we're down in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. We can wear shirt sleeves in January.
Well, Davey, don't let that city of losers down there rub off on you, because, boy, I've never seen a city lose as much as that does, and that's coming from a Titans fan. So don't let that place rub off on you.
Ouch.
Love you guys.
I'll do my best. Kind of
stings, not going to lie. All right, good stuff, Joe. Appreciate you, my man.
Oh, shoot.
You all right, Davey?
Yeah, the
have you been in their stadium, their baseball stadium, Davey?
Tennessee's?
No, Vanderbilt's.
Oh, I mean, I've not, like, I've been inside the stadium, but I haven't been down to, like, where any of the, like, the dugouts and back into the locker room. I've never been in any of that.
But you've seen a game there?
No, I've not seen a game there, but I've been inside the stadium.
I mean, because from the outside, it looks kind of like a dump. I think it looks worse than Lindsey Nelson, but
I mean, I feel like it, for a college baseball stadium, I feel it's above average. But again, we're in the SEC where you actually have like top tier programs play.
I like how we got the SEC network. We got several SEC teams playing right now, and we're watching the SEC, the Auburn spring game on SEC network. That's good.
Dude, I about crushed. I about broke TV earlier. I was, they had pickleball on, and for
America's fastest growing sport.
So, but for some weird reason, I can only get ESPN Plus in one room in my house. that stuff I had to do in other parts of the house.
There's always something
I wanted to watch the
screwy
game.
Going on. You got to sign out and then sign back in, but sometimes it doesn't take, and you got to keep. It's just, oh man. You know, all these youngins, they love their technology with all the phones and the zips and the zaps and the internets and the space and the satellites and everything. But all I know to bear is back in the day when I wanted to watch the game and it was on TV, I turned on the TV and there it was. Point yep. click. Point click.
Yeah, but back in the day, I don't, like, the first time I can remember, I guess it was the late 90s when I first remember the baseball being on TV. College baseball was, you know, I don't think they televised the regionals back in those days.
I mean, you couldn't find it, man. And that's why we've got to build up this stadium. And, you know, there's going to be an arms race now because people watch this, man, and it's growing fast. It's still niche right now, but
it won't be for long.
When you can follow these games, you can watch every game now. Tennessee's playing David Lipscomb on a Tuesday night at Lindsey Nelson Stadium, and you can watch it on TV.
Yeah, even if you're a Tennessee fan and, like, Spokane.
Well, think about, like, all the great games from the 95 team, Todd Helton's team, that went to Omaha. Like, you know, there's his grand slam against Oklahoma State. Like, there's no footage of that. You can't find it.
No.
But you can watch Drew Gilbert's home run anytime you want. So the accessibility of it is really neat. It's really improved.
Yeah, I still kind of question, like, how big the sport can grow, especially for, like, a lot of fan bases where maybe they don't have a good team. Like, how much can you get the eye of just the average viewer? I do question that a little bit. But, I mean, I know I didn't care. I couldn't tell you if I ever really watched a big-time college baseball game that Tennessee wasn't in. Prior to, like, Tennessee actually taking off.
Oh, yeah. No, never. Never. Santa Clara gets a two-run double in the bottom of the sixth. They're actually the home team in this game against Arkansas. Really hostile environment for Santa Clara, but it's 4-2 now. They've got a runner in scoring position with two outs. They just took out Arkansas just took out their pitcher and thrown 99 pitches. So trouble brewing in Fayetteville. We got Mark up next. What's up, Mark?
Boys, the keg of glory, when it comes to drinking it after winning a regional, tastes pretty damn sweet.
It's always cold, isn't it?
It is always cold. You know, I'm wondering right about now what old Tony Vitello is doing. I like to imagine that he's smoking a fine Cuban cigar and pouring back a cold one. With "Damn, it feels good to be a gangster" blaring and laughing his ass off maniacally at old dipshit Corbin and the Vandy boys going home.
You know, it is interesting. In all seriousness, I do wonder, because they drove there. The team bussed in, and then the coaches drove there in their cars. And I wonder if, I mean, they've got to be exhausted after three games in 3 days. Like, do you drive back home tonight to get a head start on your week's preparations, or do you just crash there where, you know, you might have had a hotel room anyway, thinking that you might have been playing tomorrow? Like, I do wonder what they're doing right now.
I would want to go home.
Yeah, I mean, it's what, 3 hours?
A little bit longer, but
you got to go through the mountains and all that shit. But I don't know. I mean, after that 14-inning marathon,
I mean, by the time they left, they could have got home by midnight.
Maybe. Well, I would imagine. Right now. Shout out to anybody the Tennessee baseball traveling party that's listening to Volunteer Your Action. We love you. Drive careful.
Well, boys, it's great to see the production we're starting to get in that middle core of the lineup between Moore, obviously. Somebody go ahead and get that fur coat custom fitted for a boy, because, good Lord, the guy is homered almost every at bat.
Simo is on a tear. I don't know what he's eating, what he's drinking, how he's sleeping right now, but he needs to keep doing it. Whatever it is, it's working.
Absolutely. Well, fellas, victory does always taste sweet, and should we do get to host another super regional, obviously my ass will be there,
But it's going to be, I'm going to quote the late legend, Mike Leach, it's going to be like Woodstock, except everybody's got their clothes on. Go Vols, boys.
Speaking of which, Penn just got a sack fly, and they're now up 2-1.
2-0. 2-1. The 2-1.
Come on. Penn needs to pull this out. They come down here to Knoxville. They'll have the time of their lives while we beat their eyes shut.
I don't know. I'm kind of getting scared. There are Ivy Leaguers. They're probably really smart, like know how to calculate the trajectory of the ball and all that stuff.
They're meathead baseball players.
I didn't know the Ivy League had a baseball league. Like I didn't know that was really a thing, to be honest with you.
That's the same thing that Cohen guy from Auburn said publicly, and as he sat on the, you know, he was one of the bigwigs that were handing out regionals to people. So that's why there's, I mean, what do you think about that? I mean, there's some people that say the regionals were set up a little bit screwy.
I just like having
Tennessee
always,
and Clemson.
I just always thought they focused more on like geographic location and just tried to save some money, not having to send teams too far away.
Yeah, I haven't really gotten to the point in my college baseball fandom journey where I'm breaking down the brackets and scrutinizing the selection committee's decisions as far as where they're sending teams and stuff like that. Penn was 32-14 this year. They didn't play many games. It seems like not a lot of games. They're 116 in the RPI.
Well, in fairness, Pennsylvania is not very close to Auburn.
It's so up there. I mean, it's, you know, I'm sure weather makes it hard to practice, but it's like that Boston College team that came in here and beat us that's playing Bama tonight, I believe. Like I was watching a video about, they had like one of those Hard Knocks style documentary things about their preseason. It's like they're traveling all over the place just trying to play games the first month of the season because they can't play in Boston because their fields are all frozen.
We need to get your idea. They need to bump the season 1 month, man.
Yeah. So what do you think about that, Davey? Like they start in March. Why not start in May and then just push it back? You have the College World Series in July. I know it's like it's a school thing, right? You want kids to have a summer vacation. Yeah. But nowadays, you know, the kids go to school. All, you know, football players, basketball players, they're working out over the summer. I know the draft plays into it a little bit. The draft is in July, and they like to have these guys play in the Cape Cod League or whatever. But I feel like they could move that back, too, to accommodate college baseball.
Yeah, the timing of the draft, and again, I'm no expert on this, but having a draft in the middle of the season is still just an odd concept for me. I would say maybe meet halfway and push it 2 weeks back. Think of that. I mean, that's better than where they're starting at now. And I just know, like, based off weather, especially up north, it does make it difficult.
Or, man, so, like, you could have the draft while the college baseball season is going on and draft guys, knowing that they're still going to finish out their seasons. I don't know. Maybe first-round picks would be tempted to shut it down and collect their signing bonuses. But this is purely selfish on my part because it just as a talk radio host, I want something to talk about deep into the summer.
I personally think I'm fine with the current calendar for college basketball, but I don't see a reason why the NBA should start before Christmas. And I think they should just move everything back. And like you're having the NBA championship in August and then boom, you're set up right into football season. Because football is king.
But what plays into that is they need to, you know, I mean, do we really need to be, I mean, the Super Bowl's halfway into February now. I mean, I kind of agree with you. I'd like for everything to be back and it's more normal.
Well, the biggest thing going against the NBA to where it doesn't help them is the regular season is pointless. And teams are showing you that, especially now the fact you got an 8 seed that's just tied it up and is 1-1 in the NBA finals. With the way load management's set up, you don't have half your main guys going every single night like you would have 10, 15 years ago.
And it's frustrating from a viewer standpoint, just knowing like, oh, well, we got a back-to-back, so we're just going to rest a guy just so he has rest. It's not an enticing product in that regard, and it's very frustrating just to be a fan and trying to watch that. So, again,
it's like what happens over there, because Russell had to explain it to me in soccer. Like when they Russell, they'll have games, and you'll be like, you won't be as enthused about it because you'll just sit there playing their second line or.
Yeah, like your boys, Man City won the FA Cup, which is a prestigious competition, but because the money is not nearly like the, it's not nearly what the Champions League is and stuff like. Why are we talking about this? What I zoned out. I'm sorry. I was watching the Arkansas game.
You asked about moving the college baseball season back, and then I said, yeah, there's a cut. I would also do the same thing for the NBA.
It's Santa Clara scored another run. Arkansas had a bad error, and so it's 4-3. They go into the seventh. This is an elimination game, so Arkansas is fighting for their life right now.
To quote R. Kelly, I'm fighting for my motherfucking life.
Well, Southern Miss is too, correct?
Yeah, they got to win tonight to stay alive.
And they just, how long, what time did that game end? It was like right after ours ended, right?
Who are you talking about?
The Southern Miss.
No, that one's been, they've had a little bit of time.
Oh, no. That's not the same region. Never mind. My brain scrambled.
Alabama is up 2-0.
No, I'm ahead of you.
They've scored two runs with no hits.
Well, they're going to score two more.
Well,
Alabama, that's just one of the more, and nobody's really talking about it. Damn, their head coach gets fired for being caught. I mean, it makes you wonder, as good as they played since then.
You're the only one. You keep bringing this up. I mean, just say it. What do you think? You think their coach was fixing games?
Yeah, I think he was tanking. And I think somebody went back and looked at that last game where they knew he had money against him. And there was really apparently a very suspect pitching change. Like you pulled the guy that was just absolutely dealing. And now they suddenly caught fire.
Well, are they still investigating that? I mean, are they?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm sure they are.
NCAA still is. I mean, they should be. But yeah, from a
guarantee, we're watching every damn Alabama game he coached.
Well, I mean, this is more than just a college issue. It
becomes a criminal racketeering thing, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I guess this is the kind of thing that would involve. The FBI.
All right.
And I mean, they're still finding new things out about it. So
wrapping up tonight, folks, last call here. We're going to talk to our friend Cosmo and then daddle. Let's get Cosmo in here. If we can connect, haven't had a Wheel of Death victim yet. And the streak continues. Cosmo is here. What's up, Cosmo? Turn your mic on, dude.
Can you hear me?
We got you. Loud and clear. What's up, man?
All right. Sorry, my phone's been messing up. Vandy boys.
Vandy boys.
So you think Tim Corbin's wearing his helmet right now, riding his tricycle so he doesn't fall off and get hurt?
Protection is important. Safety is key.
Yeah, in a way, you know, Arkansas, that's their issue. They've had, honestly, I don't like Arkansas or Dave Van Horn, but they've had some bad luck this year with pitching injuries. And there's just no way, even if they win this, they can beat TCU tomorrow twice.
Yeah, so they would have to beat TCU twice tomorrow after playing twice today. Wow.
Yeah, which there's
a lot of baseball.
I don't even see how that's possible.
Yeah, I mean, Dave Van Horn.
Well, the first game they played,
Go ahead.
I thought the first game today was a football game by looking at the final score. They play them in football or baseball?
Yeah, that thing escalated quickly. Really got out of hand.
Yeah, that was just kind of nuts. And the guy that hit the three home runs, it had two all year.
That's crazy.
So I was seeing on Twitter, Arkansas fans were like wanting Dave Enhorn to check his bat, kind of like what they did last year with Jordan Beck.
We haven't had any bat checking controversies in college baseball this year.
But that is crazy. The guy had two home runs all year, hits three in one game.
Didn't
two being grand slams?
Didn't somebody in our regional have a similar thing where it was a Clemson player or a Charlotte player who had only had one or two home runs and had a couple this weekend?
I think it was a Cam Cantarello or whatever
you said. Nah, he's been one of their hotter bats all, I thought. Maybe I'm wrong, though. I have been in the past. Yeah.
And also, congrats to the Lady Vols. You know, they got to beat Florida State twice tomorrow, but you're into the Final Four, which is pretty daggum good. But, I mean, beating Oklahoma twice is almost impossible. But
well, if they play Oklahoma, that would be a best of three, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's best two out of three. You'd have to beat them twice.
She made a really strange decision.
So they play Florida State tomorrow.
With the Oklahoma game. I mean,
well, I think they're not going to win that game. So they saved Ashley Rogers till tonight, which, I mean, Oklahoma's just on a different level.
Well, then what do you, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if that's what she was thinking, but I mean,
to quote the great Herm Edwards, you play to win the game.
But the freshman.
Imagine Vitello rolled out there next week and started Xander Seacrest on Friday night instead of Andrew Lindsay.
Yeah, but the freshman they threw out there, those 75 miles an hour from 45 feet. I think she was hoping
she hadn't pitched since May the 12th, dude.
I mean, I'm not.
She brought her number two in. I don't mean to rip Karen tonight after a big win, but I'll wait till tomorrow afternoon on the drive. But I've got some questions for Coach Weekly.
Well, maybe she was just hoping their fastball could just overwhelm Oklahoma because nothing else has all year. They've lost one freaking game. But I mean, I don't know. I'm certainly not a softball coach, and I really don't pay much attention to it. Like that in women's basketball, I just don't pay much attention until the postseason.
Softball yesterday was the first game I've watched. It was fun though, man.
It's fun. My wife's like, "Why the heck are you watching this?" I'm like, "It's the World Series. It's
Tennessee.
Like,
we're playing for a championship. Like,
it's Tennessee and it's the World Series. Other than that, five days ago, I couldn't name one player on the daggum team other than Keke Malloy.
All right. Well, good stuff, my man. Appreciate you jumping in here. Have yourself a wonderful night, and we hope to talk to you again next weekend.
As long as Elon Musk and Robert Kennedy debate doesn't mess everything up.
As long as it doesn't open the portal to hell, we should be back this week. All right, boys, we'll put the finishing touches on this thing. Any parting comments, questions, remarks, otherwise? Bear, go ahead.
Just incredibly happy. Glad the boys made it. They've really come through here at the end of the year. And this has turned into a really fun season. We're watching meaningful baseball in June.
No doubt.
I'm looking forward to breaking it down this week with you on the show.
Yeah, be sure to check out our daily show, The Drive, on Fan Run Radio. Just download the Fan Run app. We'll be on tomorrow from 3 to 6. Breaking it down, Davey Hudson of OutKick. Appreciate you. It's been fun chatting it up the past couple of nights. Any parting thoughts?
Yeah, very much so. I'll make sure to check your all's podcast tomorrow and for the rest of the week. But three up, three down for the Vols, and I really do hope that we make it to where we're hosting a super regional just to give the fans a great opportunity to have a fun weekend in Knoxville. And
As of right now, I mean, just based off potential matchups, I feel like I like our chances, and I don't see any reason why the 920 podcast isn't actually heading out to Omaha, 920 miles away. So I'm liking where we're at, and hopefully we can keep it going, but looking forward to being back on with you boys next weekend.
Hey, man, good stuff. Davey, appreciate you. Yep. 920 miles away. It seemed like a long, long way away just a few short weeks ago, but now we are just two games away from the promised land. Like a caller earlier said, you got to enjoy it, man. Enjoy the ride. This is going to be a fun week. We're going to hype it up, and hopefully here a week from tonight, or maybe even a week from last night, we'll be talking about a team that is Omaha bound. Appreciate all of you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for allowing us to do this. We appreciate it. We'll do it again next week. Help us spread the word. Tell a friend. Tell them to get on Twitter so they can be a part of the voluntary reaction next week as the journey continues. The cause endures. The hope lives on, and the dream shall never die, my friends. We'll talk to you soon.